first opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers is 24 days away. Doesn't look like it outside. After losing to the Dodgers in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series last year, the team has high hopes of getting back to the postseason, maybe even winning a World Series. So while there's reason to be fans to be excited, there's also reason to be nervous about the health of Major League Baseball. This has been the second straight offseason in which star players didn't get deals until after spring training began. That's causing some above-average players to have to wait as well and sign for contracts way below what their market value was thought to be. They're not happy about that, and some players say they're ready to burn the system down and strike when the current collective bargaining agreement runs out in 2 years. Bob Nightingale is the Major League Baseball columnist for USA Today. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure, Rob.
Well, some headlines out there, Bob, a quiet offseason out there, and then some big money, high-profile deals. Can you give us the storyline of what happened this winter in baseball free agency?
Yeah, it was just a waiting game. I mean, some players, you know, turned down contracts early on in the winter they wish they had taken. It was a waiting game. People are kind of, evaluating players differently now. They're kind of holding off but giving long-term contracts to players at the age of 30 or older. They're getting gun-shy about giving long-term contracts. You know, the two stars finally did get their money in Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. But, you know, like you said, it took into spring training. But they did get paid $630 million. It just took forever to get it.
And for those veteran players who aren't those marquee names but, you know, have had some all-star appearances, they're good, quality players, what is the market looking like for them right now?
There are still some very good players out there, you know, such as Dallas Keuchel, the former Cy Young winner that helped lead the Astros to a World Series championship 2 years ago. Craig Kimbrell, you know, considered the top closer in baseball, sort of the most consistent closer. He's still without work and no one really biting right now. So there's still some good players out there, and, you know, it's left players, the Players Association, very frustrated.
Yeah, so let's talk about that frustration. This isn't something that baseball isn't going on strike this year, but what is it that has players upset enough to be talking about, when the current contract ends, maybe they strike?
Well, just that teams aren't paying players what they used to. You know, average salary went down last year. When, you know, there's almost $11 billion in revenue in Major League Baseball. So, players were getting more money, a few years ago than they're getting now. So that's a frustration. You know, frustration is you play, six, 7 years, and all of a sudden after, getting some good money as a player before you're a free agent, you turn free agent. And so all of a sudden, your phone doesn't even ring. So I'm very frustrated about that.
Talking to Bob Nightingale, Major League Baseball columnist for USA Today. And I've seen, Bob, some players accusing teams in the league of tanking, basically not trying to compete for good players, not trying to necessarily even win games, save money now, maybe get some higher draft picks in the future. Is that legit? Is that actually happening?
Yeah, I mean, you have about a third of the teams in baseball, Rob, who weren't even trying to win. They're actually more interested in getting a top draft pick. So that's a frustration for players, too, is that, you do have teams, like the Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals and Cubs trying to win, but you have other teams like Miami and others who are trying to just completely rebuild. And that has, players frustrated, like, okay, it's a real free agent market. When you want 30 teams after you, not just, one or two. And that's what happened with Machado and Harper, is at the end, they only had two or three teams that were really interested.
And we have this thing in Major League Baseball. It's not a salary cap like in National Football, but they have what they call a luxury tax. It says, okay, if a team spends over this much, they pay a fine, I guess, in effect to the league. Is that something that is making teams spend less and having an impact on what players end up getting paid?
Yeah, absolutely. The only two teams that paid the luxury tax last year that went over, that was the Boston Red Sox, who was about $12 million over. About $40 million over. And the Washington Nationals, who are just a couple of $1 million more. Everybody else is under.
Is this
salary cap? We should have, people said maybe we should have a salary for them.
So big picture, Bob, a strike obviously would affect fans' experience of the game, but that's a maybe, and it's a couple years away. With the way teams are approaching competing for players or maybe not competing for players, is this affecting the product? Is this something that fans, especially in some of these markets that aren't competing, are looking and saying, hey, yeah, I'm not seeing as good a quality a game as I used to?
No, absolutely. There's a lot of fans that, you know, different cities, you have no chance of winning. And, you know, they have the payroll, you know, almost more than $100 million below the luxury tax. So this is been very flat. You know, it was actually down last year, the lowest it's been in about 10 years. So I think part of that is just we don't have great competition, those great pennant races.
We'll leave it there for now, Bob. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Rob.
That's Bob Nightingale, Major League Baseball columnist at USA Today. We talked to them about some of the big-dollar contracts that have been handed out recently and the possibility of a labor strike in 2021.